Adam and Eve thought that they could change the way God ordained things to be. They were not happy with what God set up for them. That one tree in the midst of the garden. But God set it up for their good, that they could remain immortal creatures and still have their free will, because he wanted their love freely given. We're the same way, aren't we, in these days? We think that we can change what God has established without any repercussions, without any damage to our civilization, to our culture, to our morality. Listen to what God established. Genesis 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper that's suitable for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed." You see, this is the way God established that the human race would grow and prosper, how our society would be constructed based on this relationship between a man and a woman. And it was a good relationship. In fact, it was so good and so pure and so right that the man and his wife lived naked and they were not ashamed. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for the way you planned it out. You planned out how the human race should live, how society should be constructed, and it was based on this relationship. I want to thank you, oh Lord, for my spouse. Help me always to remember that it's your plan, ordained by you, not by the government, not by the church, but by you. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.